Hey guys, welcome to the Focus Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Noah.
And I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlabZuxy Gaming on YouTube.
And I am one of your beautifully handsome, amazing hosts, Demas Phoebens.
And I am actually your second host for today, because in the last episode, me and John both won.
And if you have not seen the last episode, I highly recommend you do so. To me, it's one of my favorite serious episodes we've ever done. So, I mean, I'm not because I hosted it, but just because of the topic itself. So,
yes, I think that goes for all three of
that
us.
That is
episode.
That is fair. Do you, either of you have any small tech that we didn't get to in the last episode?
I have water, but that's about it.
Yeah, Noah went to go get some water. I looked up, because for the topic today, I'm not sure what this, I could just call it the topic name for this episode, but I don't know. Sometimes I just get an idea that pops in my head that's like, ooh, that sounds like a good title, and I put it in. It might be obvious what today's topic is, but in case it's not, I looked up some stuff from my past childhood, in case I forgot them, just so I'm geared and ready, but,
Right, yeah.
I may not have mentioned this in the last All Talks, but I did learn how to make an napalm last week.
That's great.
Sounds like a fun time.
Always theoretical, though, of course, right?
Oh, totally theoretical. Not for legal reason.
Right. Anyways, not much has really been going on with me other than school and what I mentioned in the last episode. So I say we just kind of get into it, you know?
Yep.
But actually, you know what? I gotta ask Ethan if he's got any headline.
I do. It's actually kind of a fun one. I mean, I wasn't there personally, but it sounds fun. But I think it's PAX West, happened just recently. I don't know if it's still going on, because I know PAX usually has, like, 3 days or something lined up. I don't know what day this would be. I'm not that invested. But... I follow a lot of, like, people that play the newer FNAF games, because, like, FNAF Into the Pit looked awesome, hadn't played it, so if you say anything, I'm gonna murder you. Like, Ruin, and, like, all this stuff, so I follow people like that. Like, Doco, for example, is one of them. And, he had gone to PAX West, and so I've seen all these different pictures of, the stuff. They had a life-sized model of Roxy from, Security Breach, which was interesting. She was actually moving around. Terrifying as it sounds, she was moving around. So that was very interesting. They had all these different stands. Ultimate Custom Night got ported to an arcade cabinet, which I found very interesting. And Doco actually beat 50-20 mode on the arcade cabinet, the freaking maniac. It sounds like PAX West was a lot of fun for those people that were there. Steel Wool, I believe, was there. Obviously, they were the ones that were organizing the FNAF booth and stuff. I don't know if Scott was there. I haven't seen a picture of him, so I doubt it. But from what I've heard from all the different people that were there, it's a great time. And like I said, that's one of those things that I haven't been to yet, but maybe sometime down the line when I choose to go over there, then it's going to be a lot of fun. But I just find it very interesting that they ported Ultimate Custom Night to an arcade cabinet. I found that very intriguing.
It is very intriguing.
Yeah, and like I said, Doco beat 50-20 mode with, like, a joystick on a freaking thing. Like, I don't know how he did that. He's insane. I wouldn't be surprised if he could beat 50-20 mode blindfolded. I wouldn't be surprised at all. If I saw a headline that said that, I'd be like, yeah, I'd believe it.
Interesting. Well... Do you also have a creative showcase?
I do. I found the person. So they're a cooking YouTuber, because I love to see different people's recipes and stuff. And what's funny about this guy is he kind of just insults people half the time throughout the thing. And what I mean by insults is he's obviously joking, but it's meant to be, like, funny. So he's a comedian, basically.
Right.
He makes different foods. One of the series that I follow that he does is it's called Baking Shit That I've Never Baked Before to Prove That Baking Is Easy. It's a long title, but it's very funny. Because he made, like, eclairs, he made all these, like, kind of harder things to bake, that people complain about, oh, this is so hard to bake, and then all that stuff, and he bakes it pretty much solidly every time. So his name is Lewis Grantis. I don't know if I think that's his actual name, and I hope I'm saying it right, but the answer is probably no. So it's Lewis, the way you would spell it, and then G A N T U S over on YouTube. If you enjoy cooking content and you enjoy a bit of comedy with it, then he is your guy. He does a lot of stuff. Right now, the video I'm looking at, he's making guacamole chocolate, which sounds strange, but I wouldn't put it past. I wouldn't say no to it. So if you that's all that is. So if you like cooking content and you like a bit of comedy stretched in there, then that he's your guy, Lewis Grantis.
Interesting.
Sounds interesting.
Well, with all that intro out of the way, do we want to move into the topic?
Yeah, you want to tell them? I mean, again, I don't know if it's obvious to them. So just in case it's not, you want to tell them what the topic is?
I can, yeah. The topic of the day, if it's not obvious with the title or the description, because sometimes it's not, is celebrity crushes.
Mm-hmm. So we all thought this would be
interesting stuff.
Yeah, we thought this would be a perfect topic to do right after a super serious one because it's just completely goofy. It's baloney, right? So that's why we thought this was a good episode. And it's an episode because what we're going to do, I don't know if John, neither of these two have mentioned it yet, but the one problem with duo hosting is the person that's not hosting would almost automatically have a victory because it's kind of rude to promote yourself as the host again because that's not how that works. The only time that's going to apply is in the favorite game episode, I think, where they can win it, they can earn it, but it's just always been something where, like, if John's the host for an episode, he can't make himself the host. We've always made that rule, kind of like what Distractible's done. And so it'd be super unfair, like, I just hosted the last one, and if I made them both the host, it's like just like a cheat code to make me the host again next time. So we're not doing that. What we're going to be doing from this point on in Season 2 is if there's a duo host that ever happens, we're going to roll a dice at the end of the episode. Yep. John and Noah can calculate points, whatever, however they want, but it won't matter. It's just going to roll a dice. So John and Noah could be one of the hosts again, but it doesn't matter. But that way it's not guaranteed to be the person that's not hosting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, have you explained to them kind of the method we're going for? Because we talked about this before.
So what we're going to be doing is we're going to start out with celebrity crushes we may have had in the past, whether that be when we were small itty-bitty children or teenagers. And then we'll kind of move into, towards the end of the episode, talking about current ones, you know, and all that good stuff, you know. Very serious stuff for talking.
Very serious. Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh, we're serious about this one, guys. I mean, obviously, we're gonna tell the truth here. I mean, obviously, that's how this works. But it's a completely goofy episode. This matters not.
Right.
Pretty much. All right. So, who wants to start this off?
Well, that's the question because you both are the host, and the host always goes first. So it's a battle between the who wants to.
Well, I feel like personally, right? I've been kind of leading the charge in the hosting department. Here, so far, so I feel like Noah should start us off.
All right.
Okay. So, I think a good place to start for this would be the past. So, like celebrity car shows we've had in the past.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Yeah. So, I guess for me, you guys know Scooby Doo, right?
Oh no, I think I know where this is going. I know Scooby-Doo. Yeah, what about it?
For whatever reason, don't know why, but I had a celebrity crush on Velma.
Oh, that was not the answer I thought you were going to say. Okay. So were you in love with the voice actress or were you in love with the character?
The character.
Okay, that's cartoon. That's not a celebrity, though. We're talking about in real life people.
Ah, okay.
We can do animated love interests at a different point in time.
Yeah, good point. Alright. What was her name?
You can look stuff up.
That's a good site. Yeah, you know, you don't have to. This is an open book test, you know.
It's an open book.
It's been a while. Like, the last time I thought about her was, like, 10 years ago.
Interesting.
If you say Taylor Swift, I'm going to be disappointed in you.
No, no, no. It was WWE.
Interesting.
Well, do you need time to look that person up, then?
Yeah. All
right, John, do you want to go?
I feel a little cheated about this one, personally. I feel like... Oh,
give me the name.
No, he's still figuring it out.
He still doesn't know what he's doing. It's almost like he's always something.
Oh, there's the names. I'm just retarded.
Okay.
What's their name?
Yeah. Okay, so the name for this one is Brie Bella.
Never heard of her. That's the name.
She was a WWE women's fighter, superstar kind of thing.
Is it Brie spelled like the cheese?
Actually, yeah, I think pretty close. It's a B-R-I-E, but I think it is actually pretty close.
Yeah, I typed that in and I got Brie Garcia.
Well, nope.
Well, okay, no. Brie Bella. Oh, is her name changed to Brie Garcia now? Because if I go to Brie Bella's Wikipedia page, it says that she changed her name to Brie Garcia.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a retired professional wrestler from the... Yeah, that's who you're talking about. From the WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, she changed her name then. So it's Brie Garcia. So she must have got married then. Because Brie Bella might have been her, like, unmarried name.
Right.
Well, that's good for her.
So Noah does not have a chance with this person, the marriage. Yeah. Sucks to be known, I guess.
On a scale of 1 to 10, she's like a 3 for me. She's, nope, I'm okay. Let's add that element. Let's rate each other's people. Let's
rate each other's...
That'd be so funny.
Okay, John, what would you rate her?
Well, I don't know if you can see it. I looked it up. You know,
yeah, I looked it up as well. I looked at some images here. I would say, definitely not for me.
It's like you're a kid at a candy store. Yeah, that one's not for me. I'm good.
I would say maybe like I don't know if I would say as harsh as a 3, but it's I definitely wouldn't put them in celebrity crush territory. I'll give them a 5.
I said a 3 based on my level of what I'm looking for. Like, right. I mean, like, I can only judge based off attractiveness because I have no clue who she was 10 seconds ago. But from, like, what she appears to be, I, like, her, like, visual appearance I can judge is she's not my type at all. So that's why I gave it a 3.
Right.
It's not to be mean. It's just saying she's not my type whatsoever.
Completely hideous is what
No, that's a 0 is what that is.
Right.
John, I think it's your turn there, friend.
I was trying to think of when I was a youth, what people I would say. And at first, one of them that came to mind was, I was like, oh, it's kind of older. That might be one I want to wait for. But then I remember the movie that I first saw this person in came out in 2012, so I was 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, y'all seen Avengers?
Yeah, of course.
No,
I think, I mean, if he goes in the direction I think he's going, I think he's fine.
I think I know who.
It's better than Velma.
I would say Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
So no, what are you thinking? Were you thinking, Robert Downey Jr.?
Totally not, no.
So I didn't even need to look her up, obviously, because I know her. I'd say, about a 5. She's really? I like her than the other person, but she's just not my type. My type is very specific, and I don't, I don't care about looks all that much, but if I can only judge them based off of looks, I'm going to be very specific about it. So I'm going to say, for her, like, off of me, like, my personal attributes, I would say is a 5. I think she's a great actress, but that's not what I'm judging. So.
Right. We're being a little shallow today.
Yeah.
Well, he's being a little shallow. I would give this, I'd say a 7.
Okay, okay. Do I go with the correct answer, or do I go with the answer I don't want anyone to steal?
That's the question.
You might want to go for the one someone might steal.
Well, I don't think, here's the thing. I say that someone's going to steal it, but I somehow think that no one's going to. Because
you said you thought someone was like a steal, right?
It's sort of a joke answer.
Right.
Because yeah, I never found them attractive because I'm not into men. So my joke answer is going to be Ryan Reynolds. Didn't want anyone to take it. I'm not into men, so I never found him attractive. I think he's very handsome. He's a hunk of a man, but not my type.
Something tells me that you're not being fairly very truthful here, but you're like, I don't think he's attractive. I mean, he's a hunk of a man, but he's not attractive.
That's just something you can't refute, John. I mean, come on now. But my actual answer that I was going to go with that's truthful is when I was about 12, 13, Ariana Grande, easily. Easily.
I see that.
Very easily. She was in a couple shows I used to watch as a child, so very easily. I don't listen to her sing, anymore, but I thought she was very good back in the day. I'm sure she still is. I just don't listen to a lot of music with lyrics in it. I'd say she was definitely one of mine back in the day.
Okay.
Right.
I would give that the 2.
A 2. Okay. Wow.
In the Smasher Pass episode, Noah hated people that were blonde or like whatever. So maybe she's blonde. he hates her guts for it.
She had red hair at one point, and she had blonde hair at one point. So I feel like, something tells me that Noah just hates blondes and redheads.
Yeah, we learned that in the Smasher Pass episode, so.
I did quickly look them up, and I would say, I wouldn't say 2. I knew what they looked like, but I was just like getting a refresher,
Sure, John, refresher. Did you save that browser? He's not denying it. No. I didn't I hear no. no. Did you hear him say no? I didn't hear him say that.
Oh, I did hear him.
Anyways, I would say maybe like a 7. Very attractive person.
Okay.
So
Noah, back to you, bud.
All right.
Are you still going with past people? So I think that, that's the best way to introduce them is saying they were in the past for you or if they're current. Because if you run out of past people, we're not going to know when you're going to go into current people. So.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a past one for me. This is 2014, so exactly 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought you said 2024. I'm like, Noah, I hate to break it to you. We're still in 2021.
Fix your ears, clean the ear, why so cheap?
John needs his prune juice again, don't worry.
Yeah, it's fine.
But so in that year, one of my favorite movies came out, which was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The actor that plays Gamora.
Interesting.
Okay.
I think I already know what she looks like, but I'm gonna.
I know what she looks like green, but I don't know what she looks like normally.
Zoe is her name. You know what? I see it. I mean, I wouldn't personally. So my ranking would be 6 here, I think. Not the green. I want to preface, not the green version. The green version drops it down to 2. But the normal face. The normal face.
Noah, I got to say, I could see why you would say this. I see a point. I get that. But personally, I would say maybe a 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And green, I would say 3.
I'm not talking about the green version. I'm talking about the person.
Well, when you look up her name, all the photos are her with the makeup on. So.
Right. There's a good amount of them that shows Gamora. As well.
Yeah.
Alright, well, John, we're back to you, I think.
Yep.
Back to me, and I didn't actually know this when I thought this for the first time. It's more recent, rather, than what I said before. But I don't remember her name, but she is the actress who plays Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy, Amy Pond in Doctor Who. Not as Nebula. Nebula is not what I would say, but without makeup, or the Nebula makeup, I was thinking of how she looks in Doctor Who, which she plays Amy Pond.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd say
Karen Gillian. That's her name.
Kind of similar to Gamora for me. I'm going to say this one. I almost think she's a 5 to me, but 4, no, 5 on a good day.
No, look great. I would say no, but it's quite low, if I had to guess.
Oh.
Oh, well, you don't say.
I think personally here, I'd maybe a 6.
All right.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But what do you think of her when she looks like Nebula?
We're going to move on, Ethan. You're
all right. All right.
That's a little... I think it's more suspicious that you didn't want to answer that question, but moving on, I guess.
It's not a podcast advertising poll answer.
But, so I'm going to say I didn't know if John was going to take this one. I mean, maybe he just never found her attractive, but Emma Watson. I didn't even like Harry Potter. But she's played in a couple other things. I forgot what she played in that I liked.
Zombieland.
No. There was a show that I used to watch. There was a show I watched like back in like 2013 that she starred in. Not starred in, but she was like a co-star in. And I forget what it is. But honestly, it's not going to matter. But yeah, so right. she was one of mine back in the day.
Fair enough. Yeah, I thought the thought crossed my mind when we were thinking about this in the beginning of the episode. So
oh, really?
I definitely can understand that.
Yeah.
Is it one that you had back in the day, or did you never have that idea?
It's hard to say, because I didn't watch Harry Potter all that much as a kid.
Mm.
As a teenager, I did a bit, and probably is what I would say.
Probably. All right, well, what do you rate her then, Mr. Probably?
Let's see. What does she look like now? Because if I had to guess for, Philosopher's Stone Emma Watson, I would say a 0, given the fact she's a child in that one. Going by her more recently, I would say maybe like a 8.
That's the highest we've seen so far.
I was actually going to agree with John.
Okay, that is the first person that's crossed not only just the 8 territory, but 2 people agreed there.
Just given how much I've seen her, and yeah, I could see it.
Alright.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Alright, so I think it's back to me.
Yep, sure is.
I would say so.
Alright, this one is actually a little more recent. But Jennifer Aniston.
Mm.
Okay. Are you going to give any further? But
I mean, she plays in a lot of movies with Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. Makes quite the comedic duo with that.
So, okay, so you said it's more recent, but like what year are we talking here?
Like within the last year.
Within the last year? Because, she's 55, Noah. So
no, like older woman.
Yeah, so he doesn't like redheads and blondes, even though she's blonde in the picture I'm looking at. But he does like older women. Okay, we found Noah's standards here.
We're zeroing in on his specific type.
Right, exactly. He only prefers women aged 36 to 55. That's his age range he shoots for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She looks 55. I'm sorry. So 2.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
I would say, no, she is not my type. I personally would say probably like a 2 or 3. Yeah, if we are going by, her age specifically.
Okay. Who are we on? I don't know what the hell happened.
You? What did you just have? Like
literally
a freaking...
just. You literally just went.
You know?
Really? I swear to God, my phone just disconnected or something.
I know.
You are not based.
All right. Well, either way, no. If you did miss anything, me and John rated your per Jennifer Aniston or whatever a 2 or a 3. John said or 3, but
okay.
So, but we're back on to John.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is. I think the most recent. I have to look up to see what her name is, because she's played in a couple of things that I've seen. See if this gives it to me. It might not. Okay. Yeah. Haley Steinfeld, I believe, is how it's pronounced. She plays the one of the main characters in the show Hawkeye, and she also plays Gwen in Into the Spider-Verse.
Wait, who does she play in Hawkeye?
The one of the main characters, Kate Bishop.
Oh, Kate Bishop, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is she old enough? I see who you're talking about.
She, I think, is a little older than us. She's 27.
She does not look 27 at all.
Yeah, that's what I was surprised too. You know,
I was thinking like 20, in the range of, you know, 19. So okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You good over there, bud?
27? I don't believe it. She's an alien. This is not possible.
She's got the Paul Rudd skincare routine where, like, they look way younger.
Yeah, for real. I mean, hey, skincare works. So.
I would say for this one, 7.
Okay. Pretty high.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I guess I'm going to, like, a 7, 8, 6, somewhere in there.
All right. Interesting. But, Ethan, would you like to go next?
I guess them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
I got to start going more, like, inward. I don't know her name, though.
Mm-hmm.
I should, because I've seen her do podcasts and stuff. But I'm gonna go, I forget her name, and it's gonna come back to me as soon as someone says it. But it's the person that plays Carly in iCarly. So, whoever that is. My browser's taking a dump right now, so I can't look. But either way, that's whoever plays her. John's about to figure it out. Cause I don't need to look her up anyway, cause I know what she looks like now. Cause I've seen her do podcasts, right. I've just never stuck the name, I guess.
Alright.
Is her name actually... I can't... No, that's her. I was gonna say, is her name actually Carly? That's not actually...
No, I don't think
so. Why won't you tell me? Who plays her?
Just ask Google that. Who plays who plays Carly, not Carly? See what happens.
Okay, it's Miranda Cosgrove.
Cosgrove! Oh my god, I knew as soon as you said the first syllables of that name. Yeah. I think she's like... I think she's got to be around 28 or so now, and maybe not that old, but like she's definitely older than what I would think on the surface. She when I in my stages when I watched iCarly, so this was like 2015, 2016 era when I watched it. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh yeah.
Just so you know, they are 31.
Well, I was somewhat correct, but I was way off.
Currently, it looks about 31.
What picture are you looking
obviously
at?
Obviously, they wouldn't look at 31 when they were Carly on iCarly because they weren't 31.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And I was liking her too, but I didn't rate her as high.
Interesting.
I'd be thinking like a 4 or 5.
That doesn't seem very high either. I was thinking you were going to say lower than that. I don't know. I never watched iCarly as a kid. I would say they do look attractive now. I would say maybe like a 5 or 6. Maybe a little higher than Noah. But,
Gotcha.
Wow. No, it's like, ugh. Hate them, actually. My answer's 0 now.
My answer's 0.
I'm just like, I'm indifferent.
Right.
Alright, well, tell us who you're not indifferent about, because it's your turn.
Yes.
Alright, give me 1 second. I had the other tab open.
I can't believe this. You know, I'm personally offended by your lack of professionalism, really.
I have the other tab open. I'm just trying to figure who.
Sure.
I'm going to go with Brittany Palmer.
Okay. I have to look who that is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did not know who that is.
Oh, look her up. I think you'll figure it out.
Interesting.
He has a YouTube channel. That's all I care about is YouTube.
Well, is that on YouTube? Then yeah, of course.
Well, then you're an instant at least a five, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I'm not a big fan of a lot of these photos she's taken, but you know, that's my personal
opinion. I'm losing grasp of what kind of people know.
I think Noah was a confused little boy back in the day because he's all over the place with these people.
Yeah.
I don't think the next one will be all over the place. But
how long ago was this?
That's actually a bit more recent because I kind of just got into the UFC.
Mm. Okay. I'm looking at a picture from 2 years ago, to be fair. So, four?
Okay.
Not really my type, so.
Yeah, okay. I would say maybe a five.
Well, John, I believe it's your turn again.
It is, and you know, I'm kind of running out. I could throw in a joke answer if you really wanted me to.
Maybe you're just running out because you're not remembering properly.
That is fair. You know, there's definitely, like, the possibility of someone would be like, oh, what about this person? I'm like, you know what? Now that you mention it,
yeah,
I can definitely see that, for sure. Trying to, like, look through, like, Netflix and stuff to see, like, people I would recognize as, like, oh, yeah, definitely for that. That one.
Well, if you're still going for past people, yeah, you could look through like the shows you used to watch and be like, oh yeah, they look kind of like them, type of thing.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking about.
Well, I guess you can throw in your joke answer until you figure something out.
My joke answer, you know, gotta say Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
You know, just like the humor, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the humor. I'm sure it's the humor.
What was that, no?
Huh? What?
Making fun of me?
I'm not.
Are you saying Danny DeVito is not worthy?
No, no, Danny DeVito is worthy if you're, you know, what I think you are.
Interesting.
Should I save us from the hole we're currently falling in?
No.
So you want to keep going in this hole, is what you're saying.
Hey, John, how about you just give your actual answer now before this goes down the shitter?
You know, I think you are the one who's causing all the issues here, personally.
And I think you're bold, but I've yet to mention it.
Well, now you have, so.
I was going to say, now you just did.
Can't say you haven't mentioned something when you mentioned something, you know? Like, it's kind of like an oxymoron. It's like you said that you haven't mentioned it, but now that you said you haven't mentioned it, you really have mentioned it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, sure.
I don't think you understand. personally. You know, I'm gonna throw it out there. It's probably like a past one moved into a more recent one. I would say Zendaya. Because I watched them on a show called Shake It Up when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
You're like, I definitely get what you're saying now.
Well, no, I don't agree I shouldn't say I don't agree. I don't think the way you did, probably, but I remember that show specifically. Because I think there was a show that I watched called Good Luck Charlie that had a Shake It Up, like a crossover episode, and that's how I remember it.
Right. I remember that. For sure.
Yeah. After quick Google search.
Did you not know who I was talking about?
No, I know who you're talking about. I just couldn't remember what she looked like.
Mm. Out of respect for Tom Holland, one.
You know what? Fair enough. It was before I knew they were in a relationship, of course.
I mean, respect for Tom Holland, zero.
If I didn't have... That's just saying she's ugly. I don't know if that's respectful.
That's kind of rude, actually. If someone said that to me about someone I was dating, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to talk to you anymore.
That's a good thing you're not dating her then.
Even if she wasn't dating, she'd be like a four. She's not my type really. So.
Oh.
Understandable.
But just out of respect, I'm not even going to say that, so.
Right. So just like rewind, delete that part of the episode where you said that. And,
no, editing Ethan doesn't get paid enough to do that. He's not going to do it.
I see.
So is it my turn again?
Yes, it would be your turn.
I got to start going more recent stuff because even though I'm looking at the previous shows, I can't really think of a lot of stuff. But one of the people that I liked a little bit ago, this was like 3 years ago. Three or four years ago, it was Jenna Ortega. I mean, kind of self-explanatory to me. Maybe not to you, but it is to me. So you need to look her up. Do it. I don't need to, but yeah, it's since passed, obviously. But she was definitely like 2021 era. So,
Are you telling me that you didn't appreciate her and hold on, let me find what the name of the show is called when she was much younger? No, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh.
Hold on, bear with me here.
Okay.
Oh, she was in an Iron Man 3, huh? You know,
she was a extra, I believe.
Yeah, she was the vice president's even daughter, so yes. You know, very important character in Iron Man 3.
She's 5'1", I don't believe you.
I think there might be some lying there.
Maybe without the heels, maybe, but like, I don't believe that anyway. Are you thinking of Scream? What show are you talking about? She's in Scream.
Oh, yeah, she is in Beetlejuice, isn't she?
She's in Wednesday, which is the thing I thought you were saying. And then Fallout, Stuck in the Middle?
I don't know. I can't find it. Oh, that's what I was thinking of, you know?
I never watched that one. I watched shows that were apparently similar to it, because when I went back to my Disney Plus thing and I was watching shows, it was recommending Stuck in the Middle every time. So it's like, hey, what you're watching is fairly correlated to this, but I never really watched it. So.
Right. Yeah, I didn't watch it either. I just recently learned that they were in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, that's okay. I kind of missed it.
Yeah, stupid is what I said.
Dude, my phone's paying fucking like.
She was in Jurassic World. Okay.
But she really?
Was she in Jurassic World?
Yeah.
I don't feel like looking it up, but I'm sure it's accurate.
She was a character for sure.
But yeah, so that she was like 2021 era. She wasn't even childhood because I don't even know. I would never watch Stuck in the Middle, so I didn't watch that.
Right. Of course, yeah. That. Probably the first one that we've talked about that is actually our age. She's 21.
Yeah, she's 21. She's right around the same age. She's also 4 days off. She's also 5 days off of my birthday. So there's that too.
Right.
Dang.
Got that connection there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I didn't even know that until just now. So that doesn't factor into what I said.
I see. We're gonna do one more each, or. What are we thinking?
Nope. You guys still going. We're only at 40 minutes.
All right. That makes sense. You know.
Okay, who's turn?
So, Noah, it's your turn, Noah, because you can't pay attention.
Okay. I actually have mine already picked. I'm going Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah.
Automatic 2 for me. Automatic 2.
Looked her up, but I'm pretty sure it would be quite low.
No thanks. I'm okay.
Alright.
Yeah, I would say definitely not very high compared to some of your other choices. You know, it's again making me really confused on how you decided what you would do. Personally, probably gonna be a 2.
Alright.
But I did think of one more recently.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Margot Robbie.
I was wondering if someone would say that.
Thoughts?
I think like an instant 3 or 4 to me.
Okay.
You said Margot Robbie?
Yep. She played Barbie and Harley Quinn. Very similar characters, of course.
I mean, she's fine. I mean, she's just not my type.
I can see why. Mm-hmm. Just not my type. Also, 34 years old. I'm good.
Again,
you said like someone was like 50 earlier. Right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I was gonna say you don't get to speak on age at this point because like I've given people like I think the most I gave was someone that was 27. You've given 55. Mm-hmm. You currently hold the record for the oldest person, so I don't want to hear it.
All right, but for me, I'd go for probably I'll get 4. Well, she's pregnant apparently. I just saw that. Scrolled down a little.
Okay. Let me see. I think it's your turn, Ethan.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to break my record of 27 because she's 35. Which is, you know, it's fine because I liked her back in the day anyway. I still find her attractive today, but it's obviously like not as much. Elizabeth Olsen. She plays, you probably know her from Wanda, but she's played a very different, many different things across her acting career. Like I said, she's 35, so that's my new record, but I'm probably not going anything past that. I went backwards, because this is more so like 2016 to 2019 era when I liked her. Mm-hmm. Because I think Jenna Ortega was 2021. So, yeah, I went backwards, but oh well. It's because I just remembered Elizabeth Olsen, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I already know Noah's answer, because she's blonde, so there's that.
Wait, what'd you say?
Are you paying attention?
I am paying attention. Like
also, you're not paying attention. Search. Elizabeth Olsen, just search up Wanda. You'll get her, too. It doesn't matter what you search. Although, I guess you'd have to type Marvel Wanda, because there might be other characters named Wanda somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think Noah is, you know, fully aware of what's going on, and then sometimes I even understand how he's so unaware of what's going on. You know what I mean?
John, you have any thoughts?
You know what? Yeah, I forgot that I hadn't actually given my thoughts. That I would say, maybe 7. Pretty attractive.
All right, nice. Noah, you have any thoughts?
I'm sorry, I just connected back. What?
You're you? All right. I don't understand what's going on with you.
I don't know. Every time I Google, I disconnect from Discord somehow.
So you don't get to look people up then. You just have to imagine. You don't get to rate people. You just have to imagine what they look like.
Okay.
Or you know, be smart and use a different external thing to look them up.
Well, unfortunately, my laptop's dead.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does sound like that.
But it would be Noah's turn again.
I mean, he didn't even give his thoughts on the matter, but...
Okay, how about Elizabeth Kaufman?
What?
I don't know who that is.
How do you spell the last name? Kauf?
K-A-U-F, I think.
It is a spelling.
Kaufman. Oh, it's.
Am I getting the right person?
Maybe possibly.
No, there's no possible way that this is right. No, there's. I think you're misremembering. She's.
Who's you find?
This lady's like 90, Noah. There's no possible chance.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, that's not right at all.
There's no possible. Who is she?
Dead.
No. So. No.
She's a professor in the Department of Psychological Science in the School of Social Ecology.
That's not what I'm thinking at all.
Then
what
your
the
name
fuck?
Is incorrect or something. Or they're not that famous because nothing's coming up.
Yeah, if other people with the same name are coming up over who you're talking about, I don't know if they can be considered a celebrity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either that or you have the name wrong.
I probably have the name wrong.
So is it an actress? So who did what? Like what? Where did you find it from?
I think I actually have a better answer than that. That can actually be found.
He's just saying.
I hate my life. Question. Anyway, what is it?
Bella Thorne.
Okay, hey, that's an actual answer that I know exists.
That's an actual answer. I'm even more confused of who you are interested in.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like I think funny. This is like I don't understand.
Has she been playing with us?
She's 100%. She's only ever been blonde or red. Like, there's nothing else in here. I mean, she's fine. Really? I'd say like a 5 or 6, really.
Ah, damn it.
But
I really wish I could Google because there's someone out trying to fucking...
Just like, you can take I'm going to say 8.
8? Interesting.
8?
Really? Right.
Okay.
I mean, there's, like, the reason I said what I said is because there's some pictures where she looks like she's an 8, and then there's some pictures that maybe it's just the makeup she has on that I'm not a fan of or something, but, like, it brings it down.
Mm.
Fair enough.
I definitely like her blonde hair more than the red one. Which it looks like she only had red hair for a short period of time, because a lot of these pictures are blonde, so... But either way.
Alright.
Alright, John, I think we're back to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to... remember. I don't know... this person's name. They're in the show A Good Place. Oh, I'm gonna butcher this name. Jamila Jamil. Spelled with J's.
What? Jamelia?
Yep.
How do you spell? So it's J-E-N.
Yeah, J-A-M-E-E-L-A.
Oh, J-A-M? What was the last name?
Jamil, spelled J-A-M-I-L.
Ow.
That's hilarious, Google. Oh, Google, you're my favorite. That's hilarious.
What did Google say to you?
It's giving me a recipe for the perfect jar of jam.
You know what?
John, you've heard it here first, folks. John is in love with a perfect jar of jam. We figured it out. Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Now, after it's given me the recipe, now I see who it is. And I spelled it right, by the way. It just gave me jam because like it's in her name. That's hilarious.
Okay.
So every time you want to search for her name, it's going to give you a jam recipe. That's hilarious.
That's something
she
I was
is
expecting.
Definitely not my demographic, so I'm going to say 2 or 3.
Interesting.
All right.
Noah doesn't get to know. He just has to imagine based off of jam and 2 and 3.
Okay.
Well, she's not redhead or blonde, so Noah might be in the clear.
Does raise the potential. Then again, he said someone else who was redhead.
Yeah,
and
3 out of 5 of his answers have been like blonde or redhead, so yeah.
I'm going to say, like, purely based off of what I know, which is a jam, which is jam and 2 or 3.
That's a hot jam.
You're going to say jam out of 10. That's what you're going to say. Jam out of 10.
Yeah, how about jam out of 10?
Okay, perfect. Great. Glad we went there.
All right.
So happy it gave me a jam recipe. That is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Anyways, I believe it's on to you, Ethan.
Yeah, I think we need to start shifting into current ones or something, because I think I'm starting to run out of, like, past ones.
Okay.
And we're also on the last, like, 10-minute stretch of the episode anyway, so I think we start going into current
right.
ones. Do I want to save this? I don't know if I want to save this. That's the question. So, you know what? I'm not going to save it. This has been more of a recent one. This is still ongoing. Got to get over it because it's not going to happen.
Right.
Obviously. But it's been more recent, I think. I knew her from like the shows I used to watch because she played in stuff. But I just now learned she's been in a lot of stuff that I didn't even know she was in. Kind of like Jenna Ortega in Iron Man. I had found that out way later after already watching Iron Man. So,
right.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And she's also, I think, like, there's been a couple people that we've said here that's been, they're all actresses. They're all, like, they're all actresses.
Right.
Or in Ryan Reynolds' case, actor.
Yeah.
But this person is mostly a singer. They've acted in stuff, yes, but they're mostly a singer. And Sabrina Carpenter, that is who I'm saying.
Yes,
she is. She, like I said, she has been on tours a lot. She's mainly a singer, but she's played in a couple of shows that I used to watch. I believe she's done a lot of voiceover work, but mainly she's a singer. Like I said, this one's a current one. I'm going into current ones now because I can't really remember past ones at this point. And it's not just that she's attractive and everything. It's, I love her music a lot as well. And I know the type of person that she is outside of celebrity stuff, right? Now, I haven't met her. But there's like when people take videos of you and you don't know they're taking videos of you, then that's kind of, it shows your true personality. And she's very caring, she's very thoughtful, so that's why I'm leaning towards that direction. But and she looks incredible without makeup, by the way. She looks fine with makeup, but she looks incredible without makeup. Like if you find a picture of her without makeup, holy smokes, dude.
Yeah. Okay, I see her. I see why, definitely.
Do you? Because she's blonde, so I don't know if I trust your judgment.
Yeah, you know, I feel like everything Noah has ever said is a lie. So, you know.
The lore buffs of the podcast are going crazy.
No, seeing her, this would be the first one where I actually give, like, a decent rating.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, a 6, maybe 7.
That is the highest Noah's given.
Yeah, that's pretty high, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I searched her up just to see if it would give me her without makeup. It's not really. There's a couple in here, but not a lot.
Right.
The ones with her without makeup are when she was younger, so that doesn't count.
Right.
And I'm very aware that she's a friend of Taylor Swift. I don't give a shit. I don't care about Taylor Swift at all, but it's mostly just... Oh, actually, okay, there's a couple after you go down farther. There's a couple with her without makeup. Like, she does makeup tutorials and stuff. So...
Right.
Yeah.
Fairness?
Yeah.
John, you have any thoughts?
I would say probably a 7. Let's go with that.
Really? Okay. I thought at least one of you would be like, yeah, not my type at all. And say, like, 2. Oh, he's like, no. And I would understand, because she puts on a good amount of makeup, which I know some people aren't attracted by that. I'm not really either, actually, surprisingly. But it's one of those things that, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this one will surprise the both of you.
Compared to the 90-year-old I searched up later? Every single one is surprises Noah. There's not been one that I haven't been surprised by.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going with Helena Bonham Carter. I think that's how you say
that. Did you speak in German? Ella? Okay, I heard Ella in there.
Helena.
Elena?
No. Yeah, Helena.
Make up your mind. Who is it? Just spell the names. If you know the spelling, spell it.
Alright, I have a better idea. Give me 1 second.
I think if I found the correct person, you know, with how terrible of that pronunciation you are, bad.
I can't even see him because I don't know what the hell he said.
Look in the Discord, Ethan. It should help.
Yeah, I like how you said look in the Discord as if it was there when it
just
wasn't.
Just look.
You just typed their name.
He just typed it. When he said to look in the Discord, it wasn't even typed at that point. It said he was still typing.
Right. I was expecting him to, like, post a picture, you know, but, you know, he's just dumb.
Take the name, copy-paste it, figure it out.
2. Definitely not.
2.
Okay. Alright.
I would say, I can see it. I would say, 5. I'm gonna go with that one.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, she is one of the villains in Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yeah. And a different movie that I love, but yeah.
What movie is that?
Fight Club.
Interesting.
Good movie.
Is it?
What?
I've actually seen it.
Yeah, it is a good movie. It's about toppling the Empire. Not the Empire.
Toppling the Empire.
I love toppling empires.
No. It's about toppling the bank system, so everything resets down to 0 and so on and so forth. Essentially, you just eliminate that and there's an utter and total chaos.
I understand. For sure, definitely. I thought it was about fighting.
Well,
you know, given the name.
Yes and no. Watch a movie, you'll figure it out.
I refuse to watch anything.
Watch a movie, you fucking I don't know what to call you at this rate. I've called you so many names.
Nose running on materials? I don't believe it.
Okay, bald asshole.
You've already used that one. Wow. John, it's your turn, I believe.
Again, this is another one. There's a lot of actresses where I see them in a show or movie, but like, she looks attractive, and then I just don't know who their name is. So let me...
So is this a... We're going into current ones, so is this a current one for you?
I feel like I've kind of exhausted my current ones, you know what I mean?
You haven't given one. What do you mean you've exhausted your current ones?
Well, I guess I've exhausted the ones that are most recent. I don't think I really have a current one.
Oh, so you're sad and alone, guys.
Other than, like, some of the more recent ones, I'd be like, yeah, they're attractive. And, like, that's kind of it, because... They're not fictional, but they're
fictional. They don't exist. I don't believe it.
Celebrities don't exist.
I don't believe it.
What do you mean? You say like you don't agree, and I haven't even said anything.
No. I'm actually not saying that toward you for once.
Okay. I'm going to say it's more recent. I would say this one, like teenage years into, like, I still think they're attractive, but. Yeah, they're celebrity, so I kind of got over it. Their name is... Did I get the right person? Who is this playback? Thank you. They're giving me their fictional name. I think it's Danielle Panabaker?
Danielle?
I've never seen that last name, though.
How do you spell the middle name there?
It's one name, Panabaker.
Wait, how is it one? You said three different... Wait, what?
No, like, Panabaker is one.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see, okay. What was she in? She looks familiar. What was she in?
She's in the Flash TV show. I think she's apparently in
the Disney would be Channel it. Movie. That would be... No, I watched the Flash TV show a long time ago, so that's gotta be what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll go with the seven.
She does have... It's kind of brown.
It's like brunette. So it's hard almost. To say.
Yeah. It's hard to say what Noah
although she's
think.
Blonde in some of these, so I don't know.
I'd say five.
Okay. So I have no clue what the type of person Noah is interested in.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's just like... He's just going all over the place.
John, if you ever actually want to have a conversation about that, it cannot be an episode of the podcast.
Okay, then.
Why? You're not helping yourself. You are really not helping yourself.
Yeah, no. Oh, well. So, who just won?
I just won.
John did.
You did not very intelligent. You know? I'm starting to think.
Deep concern or not.
Oh, my God.
Because it's pretty true.
That's hilarious. You're not very intelligent. the way you nonchalantly said that was hilarious. You're not very intelligent.
Hey John. At least I'm not bald.
Got him.
You were, though, previously.
That's true, you were.
You don't have
before.
Any proof. You don't have any proof.
We have all the proof. She's 5.
You don't have any fucking.
How? I don't believe the heights of these people. I don't believe what? It. Like they must be talking about. I mean, shoes obviously shouldn't count in the first place, but like that's I don't believe you. That's a load of baloney. Okay, whatever. I guess I'll have to believe it because it's Google never lies, supposedly.
Of course, yes. 100% correct all the time, every time.
I mean, this is the official like. Their official page, so it's correct. But like, I don't believe it. I choose not to believe it.
Choose not to believe.
Hey, I found someone shorter than me. I don't believe it.
Wait,
that's hard to do.
You say that's not hard to do, or saying that's hard to do?
That's not hard to do. If you really wanted to find someone shorter, just come to my house and meet my sister. She's way shorter.
How old is she?
19, and she's somehow 4'11".
I mean
that is short. I was gonna say I have a year on her, so that's not exactly fair. Either way, because like the person I'm looking at was someone I already said, but like they're 25, so like 25 is when your body's like it's done. It's like you're done growing at that point. So five, sure. So like to find someone that's like shorter than me by like 4 inches is crazy. So I guess it's my turn again.
Yes, it would be.
Who started, by the way? That was John that started?
Yes. I think so, because Noah was going to start, but then he had some issues with not being able to do stuff.
So based on time, I think this is our last one.
Okay.
I need to make sure I say her name right. That's probably not going to happen anyway, but I'm going to try. So I know her first name is Rowan. It's spelled R-O-W-A-N.
R-O-W-A-N, okay.
And I think Blanchard or something is her last name. So it's B-L-A, yes, Blanchard is the way it sounds, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like it would be pronounced that way, Blanchard.
I think so. I'm probably saying it completely wrong, but it's fine.
Yeah, we probably are saying it wrong, but at least we're trying.
Yeah. She's like 20. She's got to be around 25 as well, because she played in a show with Sabrina, so she's got to be around the same age.
Right. Google says 22.
Yeah, I was gonna say the show they were in. Like, if you look up her name and say images, Sabrina's in half of these pictures. So it's because of the show they were in together.
Damn, her birthday's only 10 days after mine.
That's a coincidence. Well, I mean, mine was more because of who was it? Oh, it was Elizabeth. Or no, that's not right. I forgot who it was. Someone's birthday was like 5 days off of mine.
Yeah.
Wow, she only... Wow, really? 5'5". She was 5'5", like, a long time ago, so she just never grew again.
Wow.
She's still taller than me, so I can't say anything, but it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, looking under, though...
You are really not helping yourself. You need to stop. Oh, I'm looking at her, though. Like, I don't need to... You don't need to say that.
Yeah, you know, you could just... not say anything, actually.
Yeah, become keep that to yourself. Yeah, keep that to yourself. Yeah, I prefer... Okay, so this is similar to Sabrina, where I prefer... I liked her without makeup. I still think she looks perfectly fine with makeup on, but I don't like excessive makeup. Like, one of the first pictures that shows up, she has excessive makeup on. I'm sure it looks like it's for a role in a show, because it's a TV insider thing, but...
Right.
For the other one where she's like more natural looking, that's what I liked. That's what even to this day I still like. She looks very attractive, so.
Right.
Okay, I just found something I don't think I should have found, but all right.
What are you doing?
Where have you gone?
You need to stop.
You need to stop using the internet.
Yeah. I'm just real quickly going to drop this. Probably put that at like a 7.
Put that at a 7, yeah, because
you really
need to stop.
You know what? I'm thinking Noah's been demoted as host. Yeah.
You can't do that. As host too, you prick.
the council will decide who goes down.
No, it's not even the council. It's a fucking die that decides this.
Well, that decides the winner, not the host of this episode. Either way, I think, John, you should rate before Noah digs himself further.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say maybe like a 6.
Noah, speed round. Let's go.
I know. I'm just getting this actor real quick. Well, actress real quick.
So then you know who they are yet?
Yeah, they specify.
I know the...
I feel like this is not a speed round, personally.
I'm trying, okay? Jesus, Google is slow.
That's like a personal problem.
I feel like you're slow.
I feel like you're slow.
Okay, I got it. Her name is Allison Hannigan.
Okay.
Allison Hannigan. I'm going to spell it how I think it's going to be spelled, and then be proven wrong. I want you to look that up. Proven wrong. All right, Noah, you're. I don't believe anything you say anymore. It's like she's literally redheaded. The first 5 pictures.
Ed,
how old is she too? She looks older. 50. Ah, this is great. This is a great episode. We're learning stuff about each other that I kind of wanted to keep hidden from the universe. The world did not deserve this episode. She's 50.
I'm not saying the world is so good that this episode is just too good for them. You know, it's too bad.
She probably has grandkids at this point. Like 55 was your limit, but you didn't have to keep going closer to it. So she's 52. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I would say two. You know, just saying. They're not unattractive, but they're not, you know, not my type being
American.
50.
Yeah, she was in American Pie. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, yeah. John, you want to go faster than Noted?
I'm going to say Sydney Sweeney. She was, I've never actually seen anything she's in, but she is in Madam Web, apparently. So, just seen her on Reddit.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay, I did not spell that right at all.
Well, you don't spell anything correctly, so.
And you never show the fuck up. I'm
one of those, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I'll go with, again, it's like the last two I just said. I like the pictures where she's not wearing makeup. She looks way more attractive. But that's just a personal preference. So I'm going to say, without makeup, 7, with makeup, 5 or 6.
Yeah. No, it's the internet figured itself out over there.
Yeah, I actually have pictures on Twitter.
Do you?
That's a concerning thing to see right there, but okay, cool.
John, should we just call the FBI while we're here?
I think we should. You know, something tells me. Noah's being something over there.
I would go and give her 3, personally, not for me.
I mean, she's blonde, so I feel like that's fair.
I don't know if it is fair anymore, John. The previous 50 people he said has all been a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, given what we thought we knew about you, it doesn't surprise me, but you know, at this point, who knows?
Well, let's just say I can't really explain this on the podcast. Because we'll just be canceled.
Okay, you know what? Noah, I don't agree with anything Noah's ever said in his life.
Just put it on record.
That's not what you ever said in school, John, but okay.
We should probably move on before Noah explodes or something.
I'm not gonna explode. I'm just sweating because I have to turn my fan off to record.
Totally personal problem.
Anyways, think we're done.
That's the last person.
Because Noah's Wi-Fi sucks, I'm gonna look by the side and die. While I do that, does somebody want to decide how we do this?
Oh, I was just gonna look up like a coin flip.
I don't trust yours. I don't trust you at all. No. You sorted that out. I don't trust this at all.
I'm gonna say Ethan's 1, I'm 2, Noah's 3, given by the list of us being in the car, the call.
Did you say car accidentally? Because I heard car.
Yeah, I misspoke. I meant to say call.
Guys, you might not know this, a little behind the scenes about the podcast. We record this in a random person's car every day. It's a different person's car every time, too.
Sadly, yeah. It was us 3, so Noah would slow out.
I can't.
You know, but we get in a car, get into traffic, then hop in another person's car because they have the doors unlocked.
Right.
I'm probably going to become the Joker, but we'll see what happens.
To be continued. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you would turn into the Joker. I think John's the person who would turn into
Can you just do a winner speech or something already?
Okay, you psychopath.
Yeah, because he's a psychopath, yeah.
Have you not heard how he would raise a child?
Yes, I did, but I've also heard you say several times, oh, can't say that on the podcast, oh, that's not a good image, or something along those lines. Yeah, that's what I mean, today, like several times today.
Well, there was things they didn't say, so we didn't get canceled.
Yeah, sure.
Well, can you wrap this up?
You're one. You have to win a winner's speech.
You won. We did the dice.
You
won.
You're not even paying attention.
Maybe we should veto this and just make you.
We should veto this.
A I'm starting to feel like I'm just the weight of this podcast.
Yes,
this point.
In this episode, you have been the weight of this episode.
Okay. Wait, how are we doing?
All right, guys, I'm going to see you later.
What's wrong with you?
I just left. I just like, I hate everything.
Oh my goodness.
All right. And that brings the winner to...
You! Oh my god.
Alright. With that, good episode. What the hell did I just hear in the background?
I might have to become the Joker. That's what you heard. You heard me transforming into the Joker as we speak.
No, I swear to god, I just heard someone's Alexa turn on.
Orphanages are blowing up as we speak.
Okay.
Have you heard the Amazon thing? That's because that was my package of dynamite arriving.
Okay. I thought it was your package of thermite, but alright.
No, that's coming tomorrow. I couldn't get one day delivery for that one.
Oh yeah, be sure you get the package I sent you. It's a lovely pipe bomb that you can use at some point in time.
Oh, well, sweet,
that's just a crime.
Yeah, and dynamite isn't. Yeah, nothing to say about
dynamite. Dynamite isn't a crime, I think.
Yeah, you said nothing about dynamite, and then you say something about the pipe bomb.
No, John, that's a crime. That's freedom, because this is America.
because this is America.
I feel like I don't know what's happened today. None of it's good, probably.
This again, I'll reiterate it. The world did not deserve this episode. What has the world done to deserve this?
I don't know. I feel so bad for whoever listens to this teeping pile of garbage.
Anyone that's ever listened to us is going to be like, all right, it's been fun. It's been great. But I got to do
it.
Goodbye, audience. This will be the last time you hear from us, I think.
Can you just get on with the outro already?
With that, thank you guys for listening. We hope you provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. You find Ethan on YouTube at FlapZaxi Gaming. You can find John on Twitch at JeebusFeebus. You can find me on Instagram. Wouldn't recommend following me after this episode.
I wouldn't either.
Along with that, we have a Patreon now, along with some kind of other thing we do.
I hate my life. I hate everything.
You know, before we started this episode, we were like, oh, well, you know, Noah's better at the outros than John's better at the intros, so we'll have Noah's outro.
Turns out, you both suck!
Yep.
Never mind the fact that we're in season 2.
Yeah. We have episodes on the Patreon store. You can buy first 3 are like $3 a piece. Any after that are like $5 a piece. They're all essentially just games that we couldn't fit into an hour-long episode, so we just make it like a half-hour episode where there's no format or anything. The host doesn't even really matter. We all just play a game or do whatever. And we'll see you guys next time.